Geeks in Space, Slapshot Radio.
That's enough waving for one day. Good afternoon. Welcome to Geeks in Space, Slashdot Radio, broadcasting live this week from our secret underground base deep below Lake Michigan.
Yeah, and let me tell you, there's a lot of oil down here, which...
we're going to be rich.
Yeah, we are. We
forget computers.
It's all I'm saying.
Forget computers.
Tea.
Now, all we have to do is get it from under this massive body of fresh water that we are currently submersed under.
I've got Ziploc baggies.
Exactly.
Might take a while. Introductions, I'm Rob Commander Taco Malda.
I'm Nate Ostendorp.
I'm Jeffrey Chemos Bates.
And he's looking dashing as always.
I'm dapper.
He's back. He's back from his little vacation.
My sojourn to the hot place known as South Carolina.
Yes,
that means that we can't mock him as much.
Now he's ready to rock and roll.
Did you listen to last week's?
No.
I
didn't.
Yeah,
we're safe. He knows where we live.
All right.
What have we got on the news? The most interesting thing that pops up today is that Microsoft has set up a box, and they have basically challenged the internet to crack it.
It looked like that took all of an hour and a half.
Has it been tracked?
I went over there, and I was trying to check it out, and someone had emailed me and told me that it was cracked already, but I went there, and it was still fine.
Well, all I know is that the sheer volume of comments being posted to that story is...
are cracking our servers.
It's causing our servers to go down, so congratulations. You know, we figured out how to slow our machines down to a crawl, despite a fatter pipe. Why is it that when good news happens, like interesting things to talk about, we suffer? I'm not sure if that's fair. Apparently we have nothing else to
say. Of course, suffering, you know, involves just getting a poop load of
pain. You were going to say a dirty word.
Yeah, I was.
See, I guess...
But I said the substitute. Don't say poo.
Mkay.
Mkay. Now, I guess I do find it interesting that they're that sure about Windows 2000 security. That
the thing is, the rule that they set up is no denial of service attacks.
Right.
Which is just... I mean, that's how most of the obnoxious cracks out there work. Slashdot gets attacked with a denial of service attack all the time. It's really annoying.
If you're listening, stop it.
Yeah, don't do that. We don't like it. It means I stay up all night sometimes. I don't like that. But that's just kind of reality, you know. Gaining root access, you know, isn't nearly, I mean, that doesn't happen as often. Mainly what it's about is making sure that nobody else can use it. It's really, really, really annoying. And that's what's gonna happen. But, hey. What do we care, right? It's not, none of us run it.
Nope.
For servers, anyway.
Or will.
Some people play video games on it.
Hey, but we don't have to anymore. Especially
right.
Now all these cool Linux games are coming out. We downloaded the Railroad Tycoon 2 beta.
No, well, I did.
Well, yes.
Okay, you want... Jeff!
No. Jeff Bates!
Our Lord and Savior!
He
I'm not messianic. I'm just saying that we're actually on the registered beta list. It's not a publicly available...
So you can't have it. I think the Myth beta, though, actually is public, because didn't log
the,
in.
Well, the Myth beta wasn't, but now it is.
Okay.
Like, the demo's that out is a demo.
Well, just hopefully the Railroad Tycoon 2 will be public,
got the whole thing.
So then people can see it, because we've been doing some beta testing and...
Research.
Yep, it's worth testing.
I guess since the Andover thing, you know, we having being, like, salaried employees, I think this counts as research.
We're like 1,000 miles away. I don't think it matters.
All right, it's definitely research. But yeah, I played through the Myth demo. I'm actually really impressed with that. It's I don't really understand it, but it's so fun watching the camera just go.
Which one is Myth?
It's Myth 2. It's like you get this little troop, this little gang of soldiers, and they run around. And then I have my invisible ogre.
Do they pillage?
I think they can.
Cool.
I know that if I hold down control and click, they'll attack the ground.
Excellent.
But
pillaging.
The tutorial doesn't seem to work very well for me, but I had my little ogre go in.
You always did have a problem with learning.
Yeah, I'm dumb. Now my little ogre opens up the secret door, and then my little armada of troops goes into the castle. I like it. It's a really fun game. I'll have to get the rest of it. I'm kind of obsessed with video games again. After the sheer volume of my life that I lost to Civ CTP, I kind of forgot what it was like having new video games to play under Linux. It's not probably not a very good thing.
No. Probably it's probably not for the best.
Release a new version of Slash before you play before they release Myth. That's Myth 2. That's the rule, Rob. Okay.
If people will send me enough checks, I will make sure that Rob doesn't have access to video games.
Hey.
Either that or I'll break his finger, so all he can do is...
What? Then you want to finish Slash even faster? Look,
well,
no fingers. I type with my nose. Like the chicken, like the water thing that, like...
Yeah. You can get that. You have
I'll
to move
that
around with
like
your mouth.
The
chemo's
reign of terror begins. You must work on nothing but Slash.
I'll get, like, finger guillotines, and I'll just cut them off.
Yeah, the mailing list
Dude.
Has been on my butt to get the version out, too, and I just went in this morning and like, broke
cool.
a whole bunch of stuff.
Not cool.
It's fun, though, because then I'll have more things that don't have bugs in them.
Right.
What else do we got out there? Scientists are now creating new and improved viruses because the ones that nature's gave us just weren't good enough.
They can't cure cancer. No. What's cool is that for the first time, they've made a virus entirely from genes. They haven't taken one that pre-existed. So what this means is we can now construct our own viruses.
Great!
Which is neat. Well, no, it is good, because viruses are great vectors to put things in.
So if you have, say,
cystic fibrosis, then what you do is you take this virus, you put in the mutagen so that it'll fix it, and you give someone the flu, and it goes in and inserts this. And then, whoop, you're fixed.
Yeah, or somebody evil gets a hold of it and releases the supervirus and wipes out Europe.
Yeah, but...
Small price to pay
bad
for
people.
Small price to pay to be able to, you know, not have to worry about influenza.
So are we going to have, like, a designer block stackers virus that
yes.
we can spread?
That's,
yeah, well,
that's,
I've been testing it on Rob.
I see.
That's why he drools so
We're
much.
We're spinning off a division to create super viruses.
I don't know. I mean, programming, you know, computers is okay, but sometimes it's fun.
Superviruses are where it's really at. Pearl got boring, you know, once I realized that I could create my own virus, keep it in a jar, mail it to people that I don't like, they open it up, and suddenly they grow a tail.
Well, you know, it's hard to argue with the glory of, you know, using C-G-A-T as your programming. You know, it's nice and simple.
Syntax error line 4,900,862,603.
Oh, man. My proteins are broken.
Darn
this
it.
Ain't gonna see
I hate
place.
It when my proteins break.
Let's see, what else have we got to mock? The
world's
open first
company.
Company.
Open porn company.
Yeah,
so I think it might be
nice.
Open legs.
The single most lame concept that I've seen in a while.
Company.
You know, how can we cash in on that new community spirit of being open? Well, let's have an open company. Now, the best comment that I read was somebody wanted to know if they had, if they opened up their business plan for their business plan. Because theoretically, they had to have one before they did
it. So it's wheels within wheels, Romp? Is
yes.
that where it is?
Is
your paranoia back? I think it might be.
I'm going to get my super virus, and I'm going to let it go in front of your house.
Hey. All right, fine. All right, cool. You can post in the morning. And
hey, then I have to get up on time. I don't like that. I like writing code in the morning instead. Then you know, it breaks, and I get 50 emails. Why isn't the page not displayed?
Why have you
super viruses? Super viruses.
Ah, back to the super virus. Da 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 da.
Well, Slashdot's becoming
da-da-da.
An open site. You see, totally. Anyone can post.
Anybody
news.
Want a root shell? I mean, I'll give you the password. Let's see, what else do we got? The major thing that's been going floating around still is the Red Hat IPO stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Solana has beat that thing to death with a wooden stick.
Yes. We all have heard lots of things, and they're still trying to sort it out. I don't really know exactly where they're at this point. It's come down to some people are going to get access and be able to get stock, and others won't.
Yeah, well, it's a questionnaire, and it's interesting because what the thing is there's two different levels. Like we were talking about yesterday, Rob, there's the
friends and family
of the company that you don't have to fill anything out.
You're
automatically
good.
In. But then there's the area where they sent it out to the general community, and that's the place where you actually have to fill out the questionnaire.
Presumably they grep source trees.
Yeah.
For the at character or something. But, yeah, and there's a lot of people who were in that first list that apparently are basically screwed because they couldn't fill out that form. And there, some people have actually contacted me and said that they've got it taken care of, and other people have said they haven't been able to. So,
well,
nobody really knows. We'll find out in a few weeks when people actually start getting theoretical Red Hat stock.
Well, we'll find out in like 6 days, actually.
Really? Wow, that's right, because Linux World is like next week.
Yeah, we have to get on planes.
We have to fly. We have to go change time zones.
If you're coming down to the expo, you need to come look at the .org pavilion. They've said it's
Stop
Donna Summers meets Austin Powers.
I don't really know, but I'm
this
kind
is going to be scary, guys.
Cannibals.
You know that it only works when we do it ourselves.
Though, yeah, because we really want to decorate a booth.
Well, we did a pretty good job last time. We had duct tape.
That's true. The duct tape which held the plaque up that we won, which eventually
and then
snapped.
Took the veneer off.
Yeah,
actually,
took the veneer off the plaque.
Yummy.
Kind of messed up the table a little bit, too. But
well, that's all right. It was a rental table. Only $700.
It was lowbrow.
No, we didn't have to pay
well,
for
yeah,
it.
Well, yeah, we didn't pay for it, but somebody did.
Paying for things is for dumb people.
paying for people is not for us, because, you know, if you make us pay, then we won't go to your show, and then we won't talk about your show, and then your show will suck. Yeah.
Well, that was,
that was
Rob's ego.
Yeah!
Peek into Rob's
without
eyes.
Us, there can be no show. No, the, what was the other thing with that? Oh, yeah, we're going to have a party.
Yeah, that's yeah, it. Get Slosh with Slash Dot.
Yeah, so this is like, apparently Andover has like given us its first major benefit, you know, which is that
we get to throw a party.
We get to give everybody beer.
On Andover.
Apparently
very
we're
good.
Getting like Heineken and Guinness and stuff. So,
yeah, very
good. We're gonna have, like,
it'll
some,
be good.
We're going to have some kegs and it's going to be like next Tuesday.
No.
Is that
next
right?
Next Tuesday.
It's next Tuesday,
Holy
isn't
shnikes,
it?
Holy
that's
right,
what we were
Batman.
Just saying, dude. Like, 6 days from now, we fly out there. No, I think it's next Tuesday. But there'll be, like, invitations, and I'm sure we'll announce it on Slashdot. And it's going to be, like, across the street from Linux World, for those of you who are going to be in San Fran.
It'll be immediately following the keynote.
Right.
Anyway.
So you can listen to Linus and then get Slash with Slashdot.
And I'm going to tie Rob down and make him take tequila shots till he pukes.
They're not going to have tequila shots. Mm. They're only going to have beer. Are you going to bring your own tequila?
I'm probably going to have to carry him back to the hotel room, Jeff.
Good thing we're staying close to this place. Otherwise, Rob's going to have some problems. I'm going to have some problems anyway. You guys are mean to me.
I got
to
bring my
flask. Yeah, we got to bring our own whiskey. Okay.
Yeah, if anyone wants to bring us...
We know a good grocery store in San Jose that you can get killed on the way towards.
Yeah, it was Nate and I making this late-night trek, 2 a.m, all these people
two white
yelling
breads,
loudly.
Making
yeah, exactly,
way.
Yep.
Yeah, if anyone wants to bring illegal gifts onto the floor of the show, I'm always up for Bushmills. I just want to make sure...
Unfortunately, we can't just like leave liquor out in our booth. We wanted to get
we have to leave it in our stomach.
Too representative of our actual habits.
How does Rob simulate how he writes code? Glug, glug, glug. It's all not right. A very good thing, but it'll be a cool show.
Yeah, well,
it's looking like it's going to be pretty freaking huge, like twice as big as last time.
Jesus.
I know. I'm, like, concerned that our wireless LAN won't make it all the way across this time until I realize that, well, apparently, like, VA and LinuxCare and us are all going to be out there with the
wireless
LAN. So I'm waiting
oh,
for
but
us
remember,
to start
only one IP per port.
That's
oh,
right.
For every dropped wire, there's only one IP.
For security reasons, of course, because they charge you like $1,400 for your one IP, so and they forbid IP masking. Nobody tell.
Anyway.
Does Linux do IP masking?
Can
oh
you
my
do
God.
It? You mean we can have more than one computer on the internet using just one IP? How much does that cost?
Sir, with Linux, it's free.
Wow.
Oh, my Lord.
That's amazing.
I'm sorry.
Dude,
GNU Linux.
I call them to open source it.
GNU / Linux.
GNU / Linux.
That's right.
We've got a another interview coming up, this time rather than with a political figure, a cartoonist figure.
Yes.
So.
It's going to be Iliad from User
well,
Friendly.
He's actually a cartoonist. His cartoon figures are the things
no,
that
he is actually a cartoon figure.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's
he's
crazy
actually
part.
Being drawn by Nitrozak. Is that how it's working? Iliad, a creation of Nitrozak, who is in turn a creation of Bill Keane.
Oh no!
Oh no! Teddy's cap is on backwards.
Oh, dear Lord. Yeah, the deadline for asking questions is probably in the next, like, 24 hours or so. They're going to, I guess Iliad's going to answer them, like, Thursday or something.
So get to the page and
you can email
your questions
at slashdot.org, or you can post them to the comment, the discussion thread that's happening on Slashdot right
and
now.
And for all you moderators, go in and moderate.
Right.
That.
We're gonna try to select questions through moderation this time. We'll see if this works, because it's a lot easier for us to just go through a pre-moderated comment section. Plus, it lets you guys choose the questions. And quite frankly, we're lazy.
Exactly.
Aha! Anything you can do that we don't have to, we like.
Moderation is a way for you to do our work for us.
Woohoo! I think that's about all. Are we out of anything else?
I think so.
All right, cool.
I think O'Reilly released the MySQL, MSQL books.
And you got a big copy of, like, some B Bible or something,
too. I did. That O'Reilly released their first B book. Or maybe it's not their first.
Very cool.
Oh, it's
lots of B books.
Cowboy Needs.
Remember, kids,
Neil
ask your parents for O'Reilly books for Christmas.
The gift of animals. That even houses
and we're not even
can't have
paid.
We should be.
I know.
I feel like we're a big commercial for some of these companies.
All right. Well, this is Geeks in Space.
And we are talking too long.
Catch you later.